and bring back Springsteen?
Madonna, way before her father there was YouTube and Blondie and music still on MTV. Her two kids in high school, they tell her that she's uncool, cause she's still preoccupied with 1985.
Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Back Podcast.
What? Funky Town Podcast.
Yes. High school never ends.
The Aardvark, and with Eric Chandler from the band Bowling for Soup.
Most of the time, yes.
Most of the time. And what's the other band that you're playing with?
Eric Chandler Band.
Oh, the Eric Chandler Band.
Yeah, it's a hard name to remember.
I know, right? Like, we're just talking, and he said since last time you've been here at the Aardvark, it's changed a lot. And I know I was here not just a few weeks ago, and now they have this whole open part back
in
the bar.
Back in the back, behind it, and I was just talking to Danny, the owner, and that came in March, I guess, and so, like, it's...
So what, did they go into the tattoo shop?
They went into half of the tattoo shop.
Okay.
So...
Yeah, I was like, where did that space come from?
Yeah.
It looks good, though.
No, it looks great, man. I'm really happy for them because, I mean, you know, when we first started playing here back in the 90s, even before Danny owned it, the place was about half the size that it is now.
Sure.
And then just over the years, he's expanded and then expanded again. And I just remember the first time that we came in, and it had they'd done the first expansion, and literally, if you are ever at the Aardvark, you'll see on the floor some little circles that are about midway up through the floor in between the bar and the stage, and that's where the old back wall used to be.
Oh, really?
And that's how tiny this place was. And in fact, this side door that we came out right here onto the patio, that used to be the front door whenever we first started playing here.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then showed up one time after they'd expanded, and then now the door for the storefront that was next door to them was the front door. And so now, yeah, it's awesome. They
might end up taking up the whole block eventually.
Yeah, yeah, he's really built something great here, especially with the addition of the restaurant aspect of the place and everything.
I can tell you, so me and the wife, we're both 45, and so we saw you guys play back in the 90s, like in Deep Ellum and stuff.
Yeah.
Hit around. And you guys were just another one of the local bands that were around, like Hagfish or whoever, you know. And all of a sudden, one day, you just guys started getting bigger and bigger. And then I kind of lost track of you guys. And then I realized, after having kids, that you guys did the theme song for Phineas and Ferb.
Yeah.
And did you guys do other songs in that? Because there are other songs in the show that sound like the theme song. Has the same kind of feel to it.
Well, so... They have a music writer for the show who actually wrote the song.
Okay.
Now, they gave us the 30-second, 32-second, whatever it is, show theme, and asked us if we'd be interested in doing it, and we did it. And then they came back to us and were like, can you take this 30-second song and turn it into like a 3.5-minute single that we could play on Disney radio to push the show in the months leading up to it airing on Disney Channel. And so then we took that 30-second song and turned it into 3.5-minute whatever. And so other songs that sound similar to that on the show are because it was written by written by that same guy. Now, that being said, our singer Jarrett, if you paid a lot of attention to the show, the parents had a favorite band called Love Handle.
Right, right.
Our singer voiced the lead singer of Love Handle.
Really?
His name was Danny. And so if you heard any of the Love Handle songs that were on there, he's singing those Love Handle songs.
That's cool. I think that's super cool. And then a few weeks later, we went to a Vans Warped Tour. And all day long, she's like, we got to see Bowling for Soup. I had no idea she even liked, you know, you guys. And I was like, really? She's like, yeah, we got to see Bowling for Soup. I was like, what do you know about them? She starts naming off all these different songs. I hope they play, what's the song you like? The high school song?
High School Never Ends.
She's like, I hope they play that song. I'm like, okay, so we made sure we were there early. We were waiting for you guys to come out. And you guys come out, and the first song is High School Never Ends. She's like, oh, my God. Sings every word. I'm like, I can't believe that, like, 20 years later from me and my wife, you know, not even together at the time, just seeing you guys play in a local band, that I would have a kid one day at Vans Warped Tour, and seeing you guys play on stage. And, you know, that was a great set.
That's you know, and that's one of the things that's really... kind of mind-numbing to us is that, you know, 23 years later, you know, we're still doing this and making a living, and you know, this is my job, and it's, you know, it's really, really, really cool.
And you're reaching kids, which isn't always easy.
No.
Not these days.
But it's, you know, one of the things that we've discussed over the last few years is that, you know, the... seems like every 4 or 5 years, somehow, for some reason, we seem to develop a new crop of younger people that are just now getting into what we're doing, and it's just, it's absolutely amazing.
So much so that you can play Phineas Ferb live, and the crowd goes nuts.
Right, but, you know, then at the same time, you know, people that are our age, our age, you know, are still around from back in the day, and then we still keep getting this new crop of younger folks that are coming up with us.
And they like songs like 1985. I'm like, how do you even get this?
You know? Yeah, and it's funny to me because, you know, sometimes you get the person who comes up is like, I've been with you guys since the beginning, man. I've been listening since like 2005, and it's like you got in 11 years on, but thank you, you know, right. I appreciate it.
That's hilarious. No, but there's all this work that's done before you ever get known nationally or anywhere else, and it's like, I've been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. It's cool. We're really happy to still be able to do this.
And now, did y'all just come out with a new album?
End of last year, we released two albums and a live DVD. So, we released a studio album called Drunk Dynasty.
Right, okay. That's what I was thinking.
And then we released a live acoustic album that was recorded live in the UK, and then along with that released a DVD of the show.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's really cool. So do you like doing the acoustic stuff?
It's fun, you know. I mean, it's a lot different. It's not the same as doing a full show with the full band, but it's really laid back, and it's a bit more I think interactive. It's more of a storyteller experience.
Yeah,
you
sure.
know, I mean, and when back in 97, I guess it was, Jarrett and I were first able to quit our day jobs by going and performing like covers in pubs. We had three weekly shows, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Yeah, 3 hours.
Yeah, and then Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and Sunday would be all Bowling for Soup. And then he and I would go make our living
right
on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's kind of where the Bowling for Soup acoustic shows
kind of born out
came
of.
From. And once it was... You know, once we tried one that was just a Bowling for Soup, like, you know, we're not playing covers, we're doing this as Bowling for Soup acoustic, and it went over so well, like, we did them quite often for several years. We've done a couple of a few tours in the States and overseas just doing that, and I imagine we'll do another one sometime in the future. It's just... there just hasn't been time for that or call for that.
Well, I'll be keeping up with y'all more now because, I mean, she's kind of revitalized my fandom with you guys. And then seeing the show, you know, advance, it was a really good show. I knew some of the songs just from the radio, the singles and stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's just like watching the crowd and just like the old people, the young people, everybody just, you know, just sing along. And then Jarrett is a fantastic front man as far as like, I mean, he's digging on the security guard and, you know, just talking to everybody. It was just super fun, and it's like, what a great time. And it's like, now I'm like, what are these guys? Because I kind of lost you guys for a while. You just, you know, you get married, have kids, and kind of move on.
Oh, I get it. I get it.
I got married. I had kids.
You know, and especially, you know, they're, I hate to talk about it this way, but I mean, it's kind of the way it happens. You know, you make your way to kind of the top of your local scene, and then you kind of graduate out of that onto a national level, and then you're only at home, you know, playing a couple of shows a year at home, and being then gone so much, you do as much as you can to be involved with the local scene, but I mean, you know, it's not always feasible,
right? Sure.
You know, and you know, a lot of times, you know, especially a few years ago, being gone so much, the last thing that I care to do on a Friday night is go out and see a band. It's like I just did that for 3 months straight.
Right.
Like I want to sit on the couch with the dog and
watch TV or whatever.
Order fucking pizza.
Yeah,
you know,
Netflix and chill.
Yeah, exactly. And but you know, we've slowed down our touring schedule quite a bit over the last couple of years, and so now it's like I'm getting back into that, and like, oh, hey, you know what? I haven't been out in a couple of weeks, and this band is playing, so I'm gonna go check them out. You know, so it's nice now to be on the backside of that and start to, for lack of a better term, feel comfortable going out and seeing bands again and stuff.
Yeah, that's one thing I was gonna ask you. So, do you ever have time to where there's like nothing Bowling for Soup, it doesn't exist, like a week or two, or you're always working on something?
I mean, there's always something going on, and there's always like a, you know, we talk business pretty much daily, even when we're not
doing anything.
Doing things. I mean, we have a band thread between the band and the crew. That is, there's constantly something being put on there, and you know, whether or not it particularly concerns me, I'm in the loop.
Right, you're in the, you know what's going on
the entire time, and that way everybody knows what's happening and what's going on. So
yeah, I try to do that same thing with these guys and the podcast.
By the way, you know, let's go.
Is that
Susie? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
We met at the Grotto.
Oh, okay.
Right too,
yeah.
Yeah, and that was my last question was, so how do you know Joe Packy?
Just through Mean Motor Scooter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was
cool. So, yeah, great guy, man. I love all those dudes.
He's
okay.
He's our engineer.
I love the band.
Yeah, he's told me to tell you hey.
All right, cool, man.
Did you guys have any other questions y'all wanted to ask?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, how are you? Yeah, I know. We met at the last show at the...
I wanted to do some shameless self-promotion.
Oh, right on. Cool.
This is Her and I's project.
Cool.
It's pretty rad.
It's all right.
Zach's here giving out his album.
It's more than just, you know how Zach does. Rad. Hey, so, my daughter, my oldest daughter, Ivy, and I had the opportunity to go up to Dan Silverleaf to see A Night with Eric and Jared.
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, that was so much fun, and it was such a big deal for her, because we have been around since the 90s with you guys, and then she was at college here, and we all moved here. And
So it's like one of those acoustic things that you were talking about?
It was an acoustic thing, and it was so much fun. The storytelling and the banter between you two was phenomenal.
See,
you
guys can
tell that you've been friends forever.
Yeah, you know, and those things, like, you know, he and I have, he and I hosted, thank you.
I've got a narwhal.
We've hosted radio shows together. There's a syndicated show, out of Ohio.
There's nothing wrong with Ohio.
Nothing at all. Except the snow and the
and rain.
We were going up there for a couple of years in a row whenever those guys would take vacation, and instead of them playing like best of, and it was like a syndicated show, instead of them playing best of, they would go on vacation, Jarrett and I would go up and host the morning show for them. And
That's cool.
We've always talked about potentially in the future
do a podcast
doing
together.
Something like that. Well, he's got another podcast that he's doing right now that takes up a lot of his time.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
You want
to
plug it?
It's called Jared Goes to the Movies.
All right.
That's sweet.
And,
is it on Podbean?
Or it's on iTunes.
It's on iTunes. And it's a great podcast. He's got his movie expert, and basically it's Jared's not the biggest movie watcher in the entire world, and so his partner makes him go watch movies maybe that he's never seen or movies that he hasn't seen in a long time. So then he'll like watch them the night before, and then they go in the next day and tape the show and talk about it.
That's cool.
I just gotta take a second to geek out. You guys helped me through high school. I like, if it weren't for y'all's music, I would not have been as cool as I am now.
Right on. Well, I apologize because
he's super cool.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if you've made it up to my level of coolness, then right? God help you.
It's hard at the top.
Like, I'm the biggest fucking nerd I've ever met.
I saw you guys were going to be here, and so I wanted to bring her, and then I immediately told them about it just for the show, and they're both like, oh my God, we're going, we're totally going. Yeah. Both teams. I was like, oh, okay, I had no idea that the whole crew was, you know,
right on.
Fans
yeah.
as well. So,
I'll be cool.
So, yeah, so we're excited for the show tonight.
I fell in love with y'all just like from knowing, and then I saw y'all, I think, twice at Edgefest, and, or maybe three times at Edgefest. I don't know how many times we've all played Edgefest.
Oh God.
yeah, I know, that's all right.
There were several.
Yeah, I've seen y'all a bunch of times. Music gets me.
We're gonna have fun tonight. It's gonna be a good show.
Cool, man. Well, thank you guys for coming out. Man. I definitely appreciate it.
Yeah, this will be awesome. We appreciate
it. Thanks for the CD.
Yeah, I appreciate your time.
No worries, man.
And give a love to the guys.
Pleasure to meet you, man.
Yeah.
All right, I need to go get money and pay for my ticket.
All right.
Nice to meet you.
Who knows this song? She said she needed a break.
Everybody just wiggle around like you just don't care. always wanted to tell you that. You know what I was thinking about while I was doing the oops? Like, what if an accident happened every time I said that? And I'm like, oops, oops, oops.
Jesus Christ! People in the crowd are shitting their pants.
It's like, oops, oops. Oh my God, there's fucking shit everywhere. People spilling stuff.
That's a goddamn shame.
It is a shame.
Jump
back to shit!
For Soup Show, and if you're not here, you might be cool. I don't know your personal life. Word up, Fucking Tail Podcast, every day, all day. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one.
Hey, Susie.
Yes?
What's your favorite soup?
Bowling for, just kidding. No. What's my favorite soup? My favorite soup is roasted tomato soup.
That sounds complicated. Hey, Rebecca, what's your favorite soup?
I am personally a fan of tomato basil soup.
Oh, see, so both of us with tomato soups.
Yeah, but with basil. It's got to have basil in it.
How do y'all usually obtain that soup?
I usually make it my own self.
I usually get, like, Great Value brand.
Whoa,
I go tomato soup. Yes, I do. I go to Great Value brand, and then I put basil in it, dried basil, when I'm sick.
Oh. I go bowling for it. Bowling for soup. That's the band we're here to see. What?
That was terrible.
No, it was a great joke. It was a great joke.
Whoa, seriously, what's your favorite kind of soup, Zach?
Oh, shoot. There's so many. I like chili.
Chili's not a soup.
It's a meat soup.
It's a bean soup?
A meat soup.
Oh, a meat soup.
But it does have beans in it sometimes.
You like meat soup? Hey, that's a good band name.
Meat soup.
Maybe.
We'll cover Bowling for Soup songs.
What kind of meat, though?
There's sometimes beef.
Hi, I'm Zach, and my favorite kind of soup is beef stew.
Beef stew. Oh, gee whiz.
That's how you introduce yourself to people.
Yeah, that is how I introduce myself. It creates awkward situations. A lot like this recording.
And what is life without them?
Yes, what is life?
It's a Bowling for Soup show.
Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh, no, that's what are you spinning?
I'll play Pokemon Go.
I love Pokemon Go.
He's a multitasking.
Yeah, podcasting, going.
Pokemon going.
There ain't nothing around here, though. All right, see you later, guys.
It was 104 days of summer vacation. The school comes along just to end it. So...
crazy good.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
There's a lot of driving up there. two full straight days, like, of, like, Texas and then a lot of New Mexico and Colorado and then a whole bunch of Wyoming and Montana.
How was the show?
It was
the
great.
The festival that you were there
yeah,
for.
Yeah, it was great. Travelers Rust Fest with the Decemberists and Belle and Sebastian and the Head and the Heart and a whole bunch of other bands, too.
That's pretty good. I thought it was really fun. We just, like, hung out. It was really chill.
Yeah.
Was it just packed solid full of people?
Yeah, although the art park's kind of pushing that limit. There's a lot of people here tonight.
There was, like, both days were sold out and, like, 6,000 people each day.
Oh, wow.
And so it was, like, I don't know how many people went both days, because we went both days, but there were 6,000 people each day, and it was packed.
Yeah, I never felt, like, overcrowded. Like, I never felt, the lines for the bathroom, like, there was lines for water and stuff, but that's to be expected.
Where did you guys stay? Where did you guys sleep that night?
We stayed in a hotel.
Oh, okay.
In Denver, we stayed with Amanda's sister, Jen.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. But in Missoula, we stayed in a hotel. Pretty cool.
And then you guys flew back?
Yeah. The Missoula airport is tiny. It's teeny tiny. It's
small enough that you had to walk out on the tarmac to get into the plane?
No, we, no. There was a thing, but it was like two rooms, and like they only had like one kind of short terminal gate kind of thing. And it was pretty cool.
That is pretty awesome.
The security was a breeze, like you just walked through.
Yeah, very cool. Alright, I need to go get Zoe a drink.
Woo! Beer for kids! Just kidding. No. Just kidding, guys. That was a joke.
Alright, we're signing off now.
Ladies and gentlemen, this next song is called 1985. Here we go! Give me a single wall. Never had it all. One Prozac a day. One sense of CPA. My kids went out the door. She turned 24. Only been with one man. What happened to her plan? She can be an actress. She can be a star. Who's gonna take her ass? I'm the one that wants this car. A yellow SUV. It's not the enemy. It's not a rapper's life. Nothing, nothing. All right, just for Lucy and Madonna. Way to corner your mother. Where was you two and Bonnie? You just know how to clean your two kids in high school. Tell her that she's not cool. She's still pretty occupied.
Springsteen. Madonna, way before Nirvana, there was YouTube and Blondie, and music still.
ladies and gentlemen, we have now rocked so hard that we have broken three fucking feet. Now, not a lot of bands can do that. A lot of bands come through town and they're like, we're having technical difficulties. And you guys are like, oh man, that sucks. That did not happen tonight. In fact, what happened was, we rocked so hard,
the speaker cable came out of my cabin. It was like, I can't take any more of this heavy rocking and just bail.
What he meant to say is, we just fucked some shit up. So tomorrow, you guys will be like, hey, you know what I did last night? And the person that you're talking to will be like, no. And then you'll say, I went and saw Bollinger Soup and they fucking rocked so hard their shit came unplugged. And then you'll just be like, and they fucking acted like nothing was wrong. They made it part of the show because they are the greatest band that I have ever fucking seen in my life. So if you didn't applaud, you know. Those of you who did not scream when I said that shit, tomorrow you're gonna get toe fungus.
The one that makes your nail like turn yellow and
like the shit on the commercial that you don't want to look at, you're gonna get that. So
and a corn as well.
Corns?
Not the band corn, but corn.
Or the is that a vegetable corn?
No, it's just weird shit on your toe.
You know what's weird? Corn on pizza, but it fucking somehow makes sense.
It's delicious.
Alright, okay. And bring that sushi Madonna. Pay for your honor, the juice in the body. This is the one that you need to keep in high school. Tell her that she's not cool. She's still preoccupied. You're welcome, everyone!
Okay. Alright, so this is Susie and I'm here with
True Atkins. Yeah, I only did two covers.
Just those two last two were the two covers? Right on. So, how did you get this gig tonight?
I saw Jared at a bar that I was working for up in Frisco. Uh-huh. And he was like, dude, you got a great voice. And we became friends. And then I did a contest at Lava Cantina. And Jared was like, dude, you want to open up for me at Aardvark? And I was like, yes. Yes, I would love to open up for you at Aardvark.
Very, very cool. And how long have you been playing?
I've been playing for about 12 years.
Oh, right on. And have you stayed mostly local, or do you go...
I travel the world. Like, I've played in Florida, New York, Colorado, Ireland. Like, I basically make my way around where people want to hear the music.
Very, very cool. And do you always do solo stuff?
Yeah. It's very hard to keep a bass player and a drummer, so after firing them over and over again, I just decided to do it myself.
That's pretty cool. So, I had all these questions in my head, and then now they're, like, all gone.
My question is for you. Did you like the music?
Oh, yeah, totally. It was awesome. I love your voice. I was like, how is he doing all of that all by himself? That was pretty cool.
The amazing part is I do more than that. I actually play a full 6-piece drum kit with a keyboard behind me and MIDI controls. But the key is to make it not look like a circus act.
Yeah.
So I've got that down.
That's pretty cool. So how often can people see you playing in the area?
Lava Cantina has been a great introduction to me. House of Blues as well.
Uh-huh.
If you just go to trueadkins@gmail.com and email me, I will tell you where I'm playing.
Oh, cool.
Facebook.com/truealbum.
Okay.
And you can find me there. Other than that, just Google True Adkins and find me on Instagram, and I will make sure that you get to my shows.
Oh, very cool. And then is it just T-R-U?
T-R-U-E.
A-D-K-I-N-S. I'm glad I asked. And how did you get that name, True?
A long time ago,
uh-huh.
I was playing at a place in Arlington, Texas, and my name is Andrew,
uh-huh.
And then I went by Drew, and this woman was like, you should just go by True. And I was at that time in my life, I was like, you know what, all right, I'll do it. And the first year was insane. They're like, that's ridiculous. But after 7 years of being True, I am now true to my name.
Very cool, I love that, that's awesome. I have my oldest daughter's named Ivy, and people will be like, oh man, I really like your name. And she's like, thanks, I got it for my birthday.
That is great.
Yeah. Are you on Facebook?
I am on Facebook. Okay. Facebook.com/truealbum.
Okay, cool. So we'll make sure we tag you in the post when we do this.
That'd be great.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Hey, bowling for soup. Hey, bowling for soup. Hey, bowling for soup. Hey, bowling for soup.
Drunk as fuck.
And I was like, we're already hammered. Except for Eric.
He's not alive.
Here's the thing. We decided, just for Danny, tonight, we're gonna bring back the fucking metal. Here we go.
Wait.
Podcast. Send us an email at buckytownpodcast@gmail.com. If you're hanging out, hang out with us. Word.